Church of Archangel Michael, Binarova. The Church of Archangel Michael in Binarova is often said to be one of the most beautiful in the whole of southern Poland. It owes its fame primarily to its antique furnishings and beautiful painted interiors. The history of Binarova dates back to the 14th century. The first parish church was built here about 100 years later. At the turn of the 16th century, it was replaced by the building which, in enlarged and embellished form, survives to this day. The nave, where the congregation gathers, and adjoining chancel with the main altar were built first. The chancel, the area of the church reserved for the priest and other members of the clergy, are oriented towards the east in the traditional manner. A small sacristy was connected to the chancel. At the end of the 16th century, a high tower was added to the nave from the west. The church's pews, or benches, and confessionals were built 300 years ago and have been decorated with paintings all over. Slightly after this time, the nave itself was enlarged from the north with the addition of the Guardian Angels Chapel. The wooden construction of the oldest parts of the church is called log or tie beam. This means that the walls were built of massive logs stacked one on top of the other, connected to each other in the corners by special notches. In Binarova, the builders used mainly fir logs. A particularly striking architectural feature of this church are the wooden arcade arches visible in the nave. These arches and their posts support the wooden ceiling structure. The tower is built using a post frame construction consisting of vertical posts and horizontal beams forming a frame. The decoration and furnishings of the church mostly date back to the 16th through the 18th century. The multicolored polychrome murals covering the walls make an instant and dazzling impression. The oldest of these paintings have been preserved on the ceiling. Botanical and geometrical motifs were made in the 16th century using stencils known as patroni. The 17th century polychrome painting adorning the walls, the pulpit, and the balustrades of the choir represent a great example of a Biblia Pauperum, that is, a Bible of the poor. Extensive scenes depicting moral lessons from the Bible and scenes from the Holy Scriptures conveyed a clear message to the faithful, most of whom could neither read nor write. The pews and confessional have also been adorned with paintings. 17th century altars also dazzle with the richness of their decoration. The main altar is home to a 15th century Gothic statue of the Virgin Mary.